What's up, everybody? This is Brian. I'm here with Israel, and this is our first video in a while, and the first one since Metal Swap Meet happened.
Yeah. It was a good weekend, huh?
It was pretty crazy.
It was pretty amazing.
So everybody kind of... We didn't expect this many people to come out, to be honest. I don't know. But I just had a bad feeling about it. I didn't think it was going to be that many.
Yeah, for me, it was just... We didn't know. I mean, we were really kind of just, it was kind of up in the air to see what sort of a turnout we would have. And surprisingly enough, it was a great turnout. Weather was perfect, so we were really lucky in that aspect. All the bands kicked ass. It was just a really, really great thing to see so many people come out for this. It kind of reinvigorated our love for this. We had a lot of stuff going on throughout the year, and we kind of got a little late started on it, but it, all in all, I mean, God, man, the people were just amazing that day, so it was just great to see that, you know.
Yeah, it was a trip. I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was going to be a lot less. People showed up. We sold out of shirts, like, really quick. So, on that note, I'm going to start putting together pre-orders for shirts.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be $25 shipped, so... The same price as if you would have bought them there, but we'll cover shipping. And then after pre-orders are done, we'll get them printed and send them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if you missed out on getting a shirt this year, and that was one of the other things, is that this is the very first time we've ever sold out of shirts. So that was a great, a big sign for us to kind of, wow, okay, this is a very special year. So, yeah, we'll put out a link for you to pre-order your shirt. We'll do it for maybe a couple weeks here and there.
Yeah.
And then once we close out the pre-sale, we'll get them made. We'll get them shipped out to you. So if you missed out on getting a Metal Swap Meet shirt this year, don't worry, we got you. We'll get you hooked up.
So for how it went, so in case you didn't attend, in case you don't know much about it, the bands we had was we had Night Demon headlining.
Mm-hmm.
Before them was Medieval Steel. Before them was Coven 6669 and Alchemy. So it was a pretty stacked lineup.
Yeah, I think so. It was cool most of the bands, actually all of them came from out of town,
yeah.
Which was, I think, the first time we've done that. So Alchemy visiting us from TJ, they're amazing. We, you know, really appreciative of them helping us out with the back line. And one of the cooler things that I saw also was the work between the bands, how everybody kind of cooperated to get the back line and kind of help each other out by loading in and out, which is, it's kind of one of those things that it's rare sometimes when you have bands that you know don't know each other quite well, and everybody was sharing equipment. I mean, it was a really cool atmosphere that you saw with the bands backstage. So that was one of the really cool aspects of it. So Alchemy came in from TJ. Coven, who made this into like a little mini tour, you know, coming down from Seattle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. They did a couple dates before the swap, so they kind of turned this swap visit into a mini tour as well. So they were I mean, one of the second band on the lineup, and they were amazing as well. And Alchemy was fucking great, kind of kicking everything off with that really cool, you know, heavy, old school heavy metal. And then, you know, we got Medieval Steel, who came in from Tennessee and kind of just upped the bar a little more. They were fantastic people.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Night Demon mm-hmm. Closing it out and crushing everybody. And, all four of the bands were absolutely professional and easy to work with. And no bickering about gear and small things and writers. And so not that we've had a lot of that in the past, but we've had some.
And you run into that sort of stuff. I mean, there's bands who are really specific about what they need and what this and that, which is understandable. But this time around, it kind of felt like, you know, everybody was there for the event, which makes it just so much easier on us and the organization. Because when you have bands that cooperate together and kind of go, you know what, no problem, we'll use this thing for now, and then you guys can use our symbols, and then you can use our heads or whatever. It just makes it so much easier and makes everything run so much smoother when you have, you know, that many bands playing in a single stage. So we're really appreciative of these bands who were 100%, you know, professional. So, you know, it's always good when you work with professional bands like that.
Yeah, it was good. We also got to give a shout out to Kate from Hyrax mm-hmm. for laying down all the music between bands.
Yeah,
and,
it was awesome.
Doing announcements, shout outs, and that was really cool. So thank you, Caton. Also, we had Derek Riggs there again. We always have to give him a special thanks because he doesn't have to be there.
Yeah.
But he's been there every year for quite a while.
Yeah, I think he's been seven or eight years now with us, which is really, really awesome. I think we're one of his top events. He's always very gracious by coming and doing the thing with all the fans and everything. And it was cool to see that he basically had a line throughout the whole day, which was really cool to see all the fans, all the Maiden fans who came out and got pictures with him and bought, you know, merch from him and got everything signed and everything. And he's always super gracious with the fans. He always has cool stories as well. So, yeah, Derek was pretty awesome. So, you know, hopefully we'll see him again next year, which I think we will.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine he wouldn't be there. Yeah. I also got to give a shout-out to our sponsors. Our sponsors, I mean, it's pretty easy to figure out. Our sponsors pay for a lot of stuff. We have a lot of expenses, so we got to kind of give them a shout-out. So we had Forge Audio.
Yeah, Forge Audio.
Steve was there. He's a local... He's got a local studio in town.
Yeah, yeah. He's a local musician. He's also the guitar tech for Exodus, Testament. He's all over the map. He also plays in Newcomb, but he recently opened a Forge Audio, which is a recording studio that he has now. So if you got, you know, any recording needs, definitely hit him up. Also, our friends from Protector Brewing, who are our main sponsor, who basically kind of let us be at the spot that we're at. They were packed to the brim pretty much the whole day, so it's always great to have them with the awesome beer, great service, and really, really, really supportive of our event, so we're really appreciative of that.
We also got Play It By Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Martin has quite a collection of metal stuff, but also like horror movies, underground uh-huh. movies, and stuff like that. Yep. Rock Invasion, who's you could sometimes catch at Kobe Swap Meet here in San Diego.
Yep.
Rock Invasion has a great variety of metal shirts, but also Martha also makes some handmade clothing for women.
Yeah, custom clothing. They also have art, some leather goods, lots of shirts, a lot of attire, basically. And yeah, most of the weekends they're at Kobe Swap Meet.
Mm-hmm. We have Bellatrix Armor, who's also a lot of leather,
mm-hmm.
Leatherware and stuff, belts and stuff like that, purses.
Yep.
We have San Diego Metal Family, who also got a booth with Metal Dad merchandise. And San Diego Metal Family was pretty cool. They did a charity food drive.
Mm-hmm. They did. It was pretty awesome to see people walking in with canned goods and, you know, non-perishable goods. For I believe it was called Brother Bino is the name of the charity. So it's really, really cool that, you know, we have folks who came out and contributed to that, and hopefully we can keep that going for next year as well, either with the same charity or find another one. You know, it's about having a good time and about metal merch and stuff like that, but when we can, you know, we can help people out, it's even better. So thank you to San Diego Metal Family and Metal Dad Merch who thought of that and kind of set up that that collection drive for canned food.
Yeah, that was cool. We also had Rock and Refresh,
mm-hmm.
Who does like a lot of metal merch.
Yep.
Ocean Ridge Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So, not metal related, but
first timers, huh?
Yes. You know, it was a group of people that are there to help people.
Yeah, Ocean Ridge Recovery. They're obviously metalheads. You know, the guys that were there for our metalheads, and you know, it is a part of what happens in life. You know, if you need help with recovery with substance abuse, you know, there's always an answer, and the cool thing is they were there to offer, you know, assistance for anybody who's maybe thinking of you know slowing it down or quitting altogether, whatever that may be. It's always good to see that there's people out there within our own community that work with something like that, and that was Ocean Ridge Recovery.
Mm-hmm. And also we had Scorpion Percussion,
mm-hmm.
Who also supported us last year. They make, I know, drumsticks and different mm-hmm. percussion.
Yep, percussion wear, I guess, hardware, what mm-hmm. have you, but mostly drumsticks. So a really cool local company that's kind of going national, and it's really cool of them to support, you know, something local as well. All of these folks, you know, pretty much come out and support this stuff. Without them, it wouldn't be really possible. It's hard to find sponsors out in the regular, you know, mainstream kind of world. So it's always good to see that people that have companies that have their own stores or their own startups support, you know, kind of like our startup, you know, our own little mm-hmm. thing. So, and they're all, most of them are local, some are from out of town, like Los Angeles, like Bellatrix is from out of town, which is always cool as well that, you know, they support kind of like the Southern California scene by helping the metal swap meet. And, you know, without their help, it's a lot harder for us to get anything done because, like Brian says, our expenses are a lot, and everything's really expensive to do. So anything that we do costs money. So when we have people that kind of help us, you know, with that burden, it helps us, it frees us up to do more for you guys.
Yeah, not only the sponsors help us, but like, the of course, the vendors help us a lot too.
Yes.
As long as we can fill up the vendor area, it helps us a lot. And also the people that just come in.
Right.
The people that come in, they pay to get in, they may or may not buy a t-shirt. Just walking through the door and paying admission helps out the event. Like, yeah. This year, like, we had a bigger attendance than I expected, at least. Yep. So, yeah, everybody that just walks through the door helps.
Absolutely. And everybody who supports the vendors, who supports the local merchants, like Protector, like Jaunt Coffee, like Charlie and Echo Winery, Preston's Ginger Beer, the sushi place, which is a deli sushi, I think they're mm-hmm. called. They were packed the whole day. They were really happy. So yeah. Thank you guys for
Mr. G Salsa.
Yeah, Mr. G Salsa also.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all the storefronts that are there like us being there because our, you know, you guys go there and you know, patronize.
You do gotta like to, we do have to support them because they're yeah. hosting.
Yeah, they're hosting.
And if everybody just buys merch and doesn't eat at their establishments and stuff like that, kind of gives us bad luck. But you guys all do, so that helps. Yeah,
which is really cool to see all those places kind of full that day, and you know, keeping those businesses going. So it's a whole kind of like cycle that, you know, that makes us keep going, makes them keep going, and makes this event what it is. You know, we're always looking for new things to bring, and you know, if we grow, you know, with your guys' support, it just makes it a lot easier to make that happen. So we just want to thank you guys, you know, all of you who attended. If you haven't been before, talk to your friends who have. I'm sure they had a good time. Did you pick up anything?
No, I never right? I never have time to
it's hard out. Yeah. I picked up some patches from Sabi. I picked up some patches from him. I got a couple t-shirts, I think, CD, a big poster, but that was about it. Normally, I get a handful of things, and that's it, because the whole day, you know, we're running around and stuff. Got lots of beers, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, speaking of that, I got to go settle up with them eventually.
Oh, Protector, yeah.
Yeah, but I never really shop a lot, unfortunately. It's not that I don't want to, but, like, I just am so busy, but also... like, at the end of the day, like, we owe people money, like, that day, sometimes by the end of the day. And I'm like, I don't want to be like, look at my big stack of records. Oh, sorry, I can't pay you. So, yeah, just out of precaution, I don't spend a lot of money.
Got to make sure we pay everybody first.
Yeah,
and then...
yeah.
No, that's true. And, you know, definitely appreciative of what you guys did. It gives us a kind of like that little shot in the arm that we kind of needed to get started earlier next year, and we already are looking towards next year and see what we can bring you guys. But yeah.
Did you see anything cool?
I saw a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
I know I've always walked by the Bjorkman Creations booth because they have such neat stuff. The armor-looking things with the helmet and the arm thing.
I mean, they
have all kinds of cool shit there. A lot of the leather goods, I really enjoyed it. I think I saw a lot more t-shirt selection this time around. Mm. There's tons of t-shirts, like really cool shit out there.
There was a lot of t-shirts and more patches than normal.
Yeah, there was a lot of patches. Yeah. A lot of the bigger crazy size patches.
What about like the people? There was like Dr. Roxo walking around.
Yeah, female Dr. Roxo was walking around, which is really cool.
There was looked like an under 12 and under mosh pit going on.
Right, right. I think it was during Medieval Steel.
Yeah.
That there was a little kid's you know, mosh pit going on, which is really cool. A lot of kids this year, man. A lot of kids. So, you know, a lot of the old school attendees who've been coming for years now bring their kids too. Mm-hmm. So that's always really cool. You know, it's always nice to see that. It's a 100% family oriented event, and we've always said it. So it's really cool that people take advantage of that and bring their whole family. You know.
Yeah, it was just a really cool experience. I talked to a lot of people, unfortunately not for very long each, but I did say hi to a lot of people, and yeah, it was really cool. It was just, it was kind of overwhelming just how many people were there. It was awesome.
It was like a weird, crazy, big family reunion.
Yeah.
A lot of people I hadn't seen in like 10, 12 years that I saw that day, which was fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just hanging out, having a great time. It was really cool to see how many people were just... had big fucking smiles on their faces and just walking around, you know, getting a beer, getting something to eat, you know, picking up a record, picking up a shirt. And everybody seemed to be kind of just in it together, which is, it's really cool, man. It's really
cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of getting something to eat, we had Full Metal Burgers there again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're after great. Not having them for the last couple.
Yeah. I think 2 years they hadn't been there.
Yeah. I don't know how they pull it off because they keep expanding, but they pulled it off and they were really quick. I do think they ran out of burgers, but it took a while.
Cool.
Like, not till, like, 4.
All right, man. Sold out.
So they did sell out, yeah.
No, they're always great, and they always have amazing food, and everybody who tries it, you know, has nothing but good words to say about it. So that's really, really good. So hopefully we can have them back again next year. But, yeah, thank you guys again, and, you know, look out for the shirts. We'll try to get that out soon enough so you can get your shirts. I'm not trying to think how many vendors we had. Some were close to 60 or something. I think it was like
65, I think. 60, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 65 vendors that we had this year, which is, you know, all the vendors I spoke to were telling me that this year there was a lot more people buying stuff.
Yeah.
So they were, you know, hopefully most of them did real well, which always helps because, you know, if they do well, they keep coming back and they keep bringing more stuff for you. So that was really cool. And we had some new, brand new vendors that were out there doing like candles and like artwork and all kinds of shit. So that's always neat to see some of the newer stuff that people bring out. Not just the regular metal merch, but, you know, artwork and, you know, candles and soaps. Somebody was selling like all kinds of weird like soaps and stuff. That was
We've
really cool.
We've had soap before.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing you can do if you're in the San Diego area and you want to kind of show support for us, go to that area where we have the metal swap meet and just go to the residents in there.
Uh-huh.
Go to Jaunt Coffee, go to Protector, you don't need to with them, but go to any of the businesses in there and just say, hey, I found out about you guys through the metal swap meet. That kind of helps give us, you know, a little bit of cred.
Yep, for sure.
You know, Preston's Ginger Beer, Charlie and Echo Winery.
Yep.
Just go in there and, yeah, just say, hey, I found out about you guys for the metal swap meet, and it helps us.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. They always like to hear, you know, of new people coming in that came in because of us, so it's always good. Especially Charlie and Echo, I think they just did a bottling of the new vintage for the Witherfall wine. So that's coming out. That's already it's already out. Mm. You guys can kind of drop by and try some of that, too. Really, really excellent wine they have there. So hit up Eric there and let him know that Metal Swap Meat sent you.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't get any commission out of this. But it,
no, not at all.
But it just kind of gives us, you know, make them want to have us back.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're not just, like, using their parking for, you know, hopefully they get something out of it.
For sure.
All right, should we cut it off?
Yeah, man.
All right, well, thanks everybody again for coming out to Metal Swap Meat. Stay tuned to our socials because we're always giving this stuff away.
Yep.
Probably early 2024, we'll start talking about news about the next one.
Yep. We'll have a date, hopefully, by then, and start working on bands and all kinds of other stuff. And, getting it going again.
All right. So I'm Brian. This is Israel. And thanks again.
See you soon.